This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you or a loved one is dealing with a health challenge that you need help with, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we want to hear from you. We want this show to be interactive. I love hearing from my smart listeners. 844-236-6010 is our number. And the show is much more interesting when we have some dialogue. So if you have something to say, please, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com. PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. That's BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. If you want to purchase any longevity products or if you want to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $25 fee, just click on the link. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been talking about some of the more abstract, I guess you could say, less physical elements of good health, but they're very relevant, they're important. If we're going to really be serious about taking care of our health, it's not just about the physical stuff, as important as that is. Nobody's marginalizing the importance of supplementation and diet and exercise and breathing. The fourfold square of health, as I say, nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. But there are other forces at play when we are healthy or we are not healthy. We talked about we started talking about the electromagnetic nature. It's all interacted. The electromagnetics is the bridge between the invisible world and the visible world. It starts off electromagnetically. Electromagnetics is where the invisible meets the visible at the electromagnetic level. And that means that everything visible and physical is going to be what shows up physically is going to be an effect of a cause that's electromagnetic. And the electromagnetics is itself secondary to the thoughts and the feelings and the mental emotional stuff. We operate mostly via belief systems. Most of us do our lives via belief systems. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Belief systems are not, just because we have a belief doesn't necessarily mean it's not helpful. It could be very helpful to have a belief. Nonetheless, there are malignant belief systems. There are belief systems that don't serve us. There's sociopathic belief systems. There's well-meaning belief systems for sure, and there's also negative belief systems or belief systems that don't serve us. The point is that if we don't take take a look at our belief systems, our belief systems could be running us. And that may not be serving us in terms of our physical health. And it's important to recognize that. That's where the concept of memes comes in. Memes are defined by as a unit of memory, a piece of information that spreads through the culture like a virus. Today we have internet memes. Wikipedia calls an internet meme an activity, a concept, or a catchphrase, or a piece of media. Activity, concept, catchphrase, or piece of media that spreads often as mimicry for humorous purposes from person to person via the internet. Internet memes have become kind of like a little joke. But memes are not, they're not all fun and games. Memes drive our lives. Superstitions are the classic memes. The superstitions have been with us forever, way before the internet. Religion has leveraged memes. Religion, which came from superstition, has leveraged memes since it began. Almost everything that's in part of a religious dogma is a meme. It's a belief system. Technically, a meme is a unit of memory. It came from a book called The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins in the mid-70s. 1976. Richard Dawkins is this famous evolutionary scientist who debates people about religion, not realizing that while religion uses memes, evolution, the theory of evolution, is a meme too. They're all memes. These are all theories and ideas that spread. That's the key about a meme. It spreads. That's why it's called a mind virus. Because its nature is to spread, not genetically like a gene, but memetically like a unit of memory. Genes, and Dawkins came up with the idea of memes to as an analog to genes. So like genes are a piece of genetics that spreads genetically, a meme is a piece of memory or memetics that spreads mentally, spreads through beliefs, through other people. A meme has to have people as a vector. In virology, there's a concept called vectors. Vectors, in the study of virology being the study of viruses, there's a concept of spreading. That is one of the qualities of a virus, is it spreads through vectors. That's what they're called. That is people or animals. And mind viruses have to have human vectors that spread them. They spread them through receiving agents who accept them, and then they in turn spread them some more. That's how a virus works. That's how a virus in your computer works. Malcolm Gladwell, from one of his books, he wrote Blink and The Tipping Point. If you haven't read any Malcolm Gladwell, got some interesting things to say. Anyway, he says a meme is like a virus. With each, this is a quote, a meme behaves like a virus. With each exposure of a naive individual by an informed friend potentially receiving an infection. That is a meme transmission, unquote. That's pretty harsh, but that's basically what it is. Do you know there's memes, or there's viruses that will infect a mouse? Say, why would a virus infect a mouse? What's the purpose here? Well, it turns out that this virus needs to replicate in the belly of a cat. Now, check this out. You got a virus that needs to replicate in the belly of a cat. How is this virus going to get into the cat? Well, cats eat mice, but mice are afraid of cats. So this virus infects the brain of a mouse to make the mouse no longer afraid of a cat. So it goes right in front of the cat's face. Of course, the cat eats the mouse. Mouse dies. And the virus gets to replicate in the belly of the cat. The point being that the virus doesn't care a whit about the mouse, the vector. It just wants to get in the belly of a cat. And that's the insidious nature of mind viruses and contagions, or as they're called, thought contagions. They don't care about us. They're malicious. They're fully, or I should say, they can be malicious. There are some memes that are positive. But the memes that are malicious, like the ones that say go to the doctor and take your steroid, take your prednisone or your beta blocker, your calcium channel blocker, have your heart ablated, these are malicious memes. These are memes that are fully capable of killing us. And they're spread through the culture, if not intentionally evil, functionally evil, through for profit reasons. And if you've ever had your mom or your kid drugged, by a doctor, or your husband had his heart ablated by a doctor, you've suffered from this meme virus as much as the person who's actually getting the medical treatment. Mimetic medical treatment. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470. Or if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee, you can start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, our new AHA, alpha hydroxy acid exfoliator, energizing exfoliator is out. A lot of our products use our polyelectrolyte mineral system. Polyelectrolytes are the deliverers of the life force on the planet. Polyelectrolytes are the most powerful antioxidants known to man. They're basically streams of electrons, streams of electrical energy, streams of magnetic energy, streams of nutrients that are attracted to the magnetic energy. Amazing complexes, these mineral polyelectrolyte complexes, and they come right from the earth via microbes. Microbes, little bugs, bacteria that is, chew up the earth, literally, and spit out these polyelectrolytes. They turn dead earth, dead rock, moon rock, into living electrical entities, living electrical structures. I won't say entities, living electrical structures. These living electrical structures, organic minerals, you could say, are strung together, and they form polyelectrolytes. We talk about electrolytes on this program a lot, and we're going to continue. We'll be talking about them here in the next few days. Electrolytes, potassium and calcium and magnesium and sulfate and chloride and a few others. These electrolytes are incredibly important, but as important as they are, they're nowhere near as powerful as the polyelectrolytes. They're strings of electrolytes. These strings of electrolytes are long strings of electrical energy with associated magnetic fields, and they're very, very powerful. And it is thought that life actually began via polyelectrolyte reactions with proteins in clay. That's kind of how this is the latest theory, is that life began in clay. Where have you heard that before? It's called the clay theory of evolution. Life began in clay. Life began in dirt. And it was the polyelectrolytes that sparked the whole thing. And just like they're important for plants, and by the way, when you use pesticides and herbicides, weed killers, you kill off the bacteria that make the polyelectrolytes. You make your soil more deficient. So a smart farmer will always use polyelectrolyte complexes on the soil. This is why the bloom and minerals from longevity is so effective for plants. So anyway, polyelectrolytes, like they're great for plants, and they're the life force on Earth, the difference between the moon and Earth, basically, the difference between a rock and our living planet. They're also incredibly functional for the skin topically. They do incredible things in terms of soothing, and they also help stimulate growth. They calm and they stimulate. They're intelligent. Like we were saying yesterday, the difference between drugs and vitamins is an intelligence. The difference between an inert ingredient and a polyelectrolyte is intelligence. The difference between most skincare ingredients and polyelectrolytes is intelligence. You're basically getting an intelligent product when you use active materials that are part of the biosystem, and that's what we use in our True Skin Health products. Vitamins, lactates, parts of the components of the skin that are involved with moisture factors, as well as polyelectrolytes. Check out all our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so we're talking about memes, ideas. You can see they're everywhere in the culture. They're not always bad. That's one thing that we got to recognize. Sometimes memes are positive. Memes get a bad reputation, and deservedly so. They tend to infect us when we're unconscious, and that's not a good thing. But you got positive memes. Stopping at a red light is a positive meme. You can tell that you have a positive meme, a positive idea, not necessarily a belief, but an idea, if you apply critical thinking to it and
through critical thinking and analysis, it passes the test, and then it becomes conscious and a volitional choice. Stopping at a red light may have began as a meme, but when you think about it, it's a good idea. And so now it's a conscious choice. You would not choose to violate that meme consciously. Your consciousness kicks in when it comes to stopping at a red light, because it makes sense to stop at a red light. But other mind viruses, not so much, especially in health. Has a moisturizing cream ever taken care of your dry skin? Has a high blood pressure pill ever taken care of your heart? It may force your blood pressure down, but it's not going to help your heart. So a lot of times memes come in through fear. They come in without our permission. That's really, fear and critical thinking are opposites. Critical thinking takes effort. Critical thinking takes energy. Critical thinking takes time. When we are in fear mode or survival mode, you don't critically think. There's no time to critically think. That's a good thing. Survival mode mandates that you're not going to critically think. You're going to fall for memes. These are called heuristics in artificial intelligence and in computer talk. They're called heuristics. H-E-U-R-I-S-T-I-C. And I don't hope nobody out there is thinking we're getting too in the weeds here psychologically, because these all have a huge impact on our health and a huge impact on our lives, on our quality of life. Heuristics are shortcuts that the brain takes when it's in fear mode. Heuristics are shortcuts in computers too. And when we're in fear mode, we don't have time to waste on critical thinking. So doubt and fear, are the soil that grows memes. If we are human beings are wired for certainty. We need to have certainty. Mind viruses give us certainty. If we're in doubt or we're in fear, we're going to be victims for mind viruses. There's no such thing as certainty. There's no certainty in the world because everything's always changing. But this is not something the brain can handle, so it falls for belief systems. Because belief systems present themselves as truths. You just do it. You don't have to think about it. So when we're in fear mode, we don't do our best work. And when we're sick, we're really in fear mode. And this is why people who are in the longevity business, and I know people who are in the longevity business, or people who are in the nutrition business, or people just like health and nutrition or alternative therapy, when push comes to shove, if they have enough fear, they're taking the medicine. Or they're getting the surgery. Because when you're in fear, you don't have time to analyze. You just go for it. The trick is to inoculate yourself from fear. And you do that through critical thinking. You do that through analysis. You do that through paying attention. You do that through not allowing shortcuts to take over. And that takes work. And that takes energy. And that's what we do on this program. We meme bust on this program, and that's what I need to do for myself personally. I fall for memes all the time. I fall for mind viruses all the time. When I'm in fear mode, that's when I do my worst work, because I fall for the mind viruses. Sometimes the good mind viruses, but a lot of times the insidious ones. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
17 members of Congress, some from the U.S. House and some from the U.S. Senate, comprising the Congressional Conference Committee, are sitting down for their first meeting today to try to find a way to fund the federal government while coming up with border security funding that meets the president's requirements. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, says,
"This is an opportunity to solve this problem, to listen to what the experts had said, where the Speaker Pelosi would not listen to the expert,
right,
and let's solve this problem, make sure we're safe and secure."
The president tweets this morning, if they're not discussing a wall or physical barrier, then, quote, they're wasting their time. Tens of millions of Americans will face dangerously cold weather for the next couple of days. More than 30 states are under snow and cold weather alerts, and in 10 states, the Postal Service won't deliver mail today because of the cold. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the Bright Side, Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have lines open for you, 844-236-6010. Do a couple stories, then we'll get your phone calls here. Georgetown University, wasabi kills cancer. That's kind of interesting. I love wasabi. What is it in wasabi that kills cancer? Cyanide. Yes, wasabi is a source of cyanide. Good cyanide. Not all toxic elements are toxic all the time, and cyanide is actually a very important part of the human body's detoxification system. It helps us detoxify things, and it helps kill cancer.
in the form of something called isothiocyanates. And they're found, these iso, thio means sulfur, cyanide, cyanate. These are sulfur cyanide compounds that are super duper magnetic. The reason cyanide is so toxic is because it's so magnetic. Its magnetism can destroy cells. But if it's organic cyanide, this is the difference between plant-derived minerals, like we were talking about last segment, plant-derived minerals and toxic heavy metals. A lot of times people will say, oh my God, there's aluminum in the plant-derived minerals. There's arsenic in the plant-derived minerals. Well, yeah, organic minerals are not the same as inorganic minerals. Organic minerals are minerals that have been complexed with plants, with microbes, really, we were talking about in the last segment, microbes in the soil, transform these toxic heavy metals or toxic metals, these magnetic substances, toxic magnetic substances, into organic minerals that are actually very important for health. And they go into the plants, and this is what makes plants, or one of the reasons why plants are such important foods. They contain medicinal compounds, medicine-like compounds. Medicine/nutritional compounds, because they're not only medicinal, they're also nutritional. Phytonutrients are miracle elements that come from microbes and then are processed further by plants that function as a cross between medicine and nutrition. They're the perfect medicine. That's why herbal medicine is so powerful and has always been so powerful. Nutrients that are found in plants are basically the medicine that's in herbal medicine. You heard the term herbal medicine. Anyway, wasabi, which I love, this horseradish, it's a member of the brassica family or the cruciferous family that includes broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. All of these plants, the cruciferous vegetables, are the most powerful of all the vegetables. They are the most medicinally powerful, the most pharmaceutically powerful, the most therapeutic of all the vegetables. Not to say other vegetables are not therapeutic. In fact, I was just reading another article about celery here. I find it. Celery contains compounds that are help lower blood pressure, and celery is not one of the more medicinal of the or therapeutic of the plants, of the vegetables. It's mostly water, but it's still incredibly valuable. All vegetables are incredibly valuable, and they should form the bulk of our diets, I believe. All right, let me do one more. Actually, let me read this letter, because this is kind of interesting, and I've been meaning to talk about this. This is from a lady who writes, is Beyond OsteoFX liquid shellfish free? Which Beyond Tangy Tangerine is shellfish free? Does Ultimate Multi-EFA soft shells contain shellfish? And do you have glucogel shellfish free? So there's this idea about shellfish, and this gal obviously is not alone, that we have these shellfish allergies. Now, this is true. Shellfish are one of the most allergenic of the foods, but the part of the shellfish that we get allergic to is not in the shell. The part of the shellfish that we get allergic to are proteins in the shellfish, the glucosamine, the substance that is extracted from the shellfish, the shells of the shellfish, are not the allergenic parts. That is glucosamine. Glucosamine that is derived from shellfish is not shellfish. So it's not like they grind up the whole shellfish and put it in the OsteoFX. It's the shell. And the shell is just simply glucosamine and substances like glucosamine. And these are not the allergens that are found in a shellfish. The allergens that are found in shellfish are in the body of the shellfish. And I have this, I'm looking this up somewhere here. All right, I don't know where I put it, but in any case, the allergenic response is to proteins that are in the meat of the crustacean or the mollusk. The two kinds of shellfish are crustaceans and mollusks. The crustaceans are the shrimp and the lobsters, and the mollusks are the oysters, the bivalves, things you open up. And they're both incredibly, incredibly valuable protein. They do tend to be, as they say, bottom feeders, and they can accumulate heavy metals. But interestingly, they're also good sources of things like selenium and sulfur, which protects against heavy metals. There's certainly nutritional powerhouses. Nobody doubts that. Protein, vitamin B12, omega-3s. They're probably one of nature's best sources of omega-3 fatty acids, which are not essential but still very valuable, especially for the brain. I find it unfortunate that people don't eat shellfish more, and especially if they believe they have a shellfish allergy. If they have people who believe they have a shellfish allergy and don't, or people who believe they have a shellfish allergy and deprive themselves of the glucogel caps because of a misunderstanding of what's causing the allergic response or allergic reaction. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Italy and say good morning to Reed. What's up, Reed?
Hey, Ben, not much.
Hey,
what's going on? Quick question for my wife.
Sure.
So she tested positive for a group B streptococcal bacteria in her breast milk.
Okay.
And doctors want to give her antibiotics. I was just wondering.
Is she pregnant?
Yes.
She's pregnant. That's a tough call because if she's infected, that could be a problem. Yeah, it's a tough call, buddy. I would take the antibiotic personally, lesser of two evils. That would be my advice, but, you know, that's not a great solution. Make sure she's doing her probiotics, her good bacteria. But I wouldn't mess around. How far along is she?
She's like 15 weeks. I was going to get her the killer biotics from
It's a tough call. It's not, the killer biotic is not really that strong. You could try it.
Okay.
How far along is she?
Like 15 weeks.
I don't know. I don't necessarily know that it's a huge problem, but that's a really tough call with your baby.
I did a tiny little bit of research. It seems like it doesn't seem like it's an infection. It's a common bacteria.
It's a common bacteria. That's correct. But
in people.
Meningitis. Weird things can happen. I don't know. That's a tough call. Personally, I would probably do the antibiotic if it was me. But I can definitely see why you would be concerned about it. You know, it is a common bacteria. That's true, but a certain amount of babies will get sick. So it's a tough call. I really can't answer that for you. Although I can tell you what I would do. Okay, Reed. I apologize for not being more distinct with that. Okay. Yeah. When you're dealing with pregnancies and babies and all kinds of weird things can happen, antibiotics are definitely not good. It's just a tough call on that one. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side, and I found this paper that I was looking for last segment, Allergens and Molecular Diagnostics of Shellfish Allergies. Shellfish allergies are somewhat common. Shellfish are one of the more common of the food allergies, shellfish allergies. But it's not the shells. It's the protein inside. Shellfish are very rich in protein, especially muscle protein, building protein. This is what makes shellfish such a valuable food. They're high in building proteins, but these building proteins are allergenic. It's not the glucosamine, however, from the shell that's the allergenic part, allergenic component. This reading from the paper here, tropomyosin, arginine kinase, sarcoplasmic calcium binding protein, myosin, troponin. What are all these proteins? These are the proteins, actin. These are the muscle proteins, the proteins of the connective tissue muscle complexes. That's what's allergenic, and that's also what's immune building when you eat shellfish. So not only are these allergenic, but they also help support immunity, our own immunity, especially, potentially anyway, for people who have autoimmune diseases. There's a lot of research that talks about these connective tissue complexes being helpful for people who have autoimmune diseases, specifically something called type 2 collagen. Type 2 collagen has been used, there's a lot of very interesting literature, somewhat abstruse literature, it's hard to find, but that talks about type 2 collagen for helping support the immune system. And there's no, as far as this article goes anyway, type 2 collagen is not said to be an allergen, but substances that are similar are said to be the allergens. The shellfish point being it's not the glucosamine, so you do not have to worry about glucosamine from shellfish necessarily, because sometimes there's contaminants in there. But the glucosamine itself is not what's triggering the allergic reaction if you have a shellfish allergy. Okay, let's go to Chris in Texas. Good morning, Chris. What's up? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, Ben. Before I get into my gloom and doom topic, let me contribute something positive.
Good.
When
Thank
I
you.
Used to come see you in person, when you came to visit Brave New Books in Austin, that was back when they were open.
Yeah.
You know, I never really spent any money at that store except for one product, and that is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I didn't buy it in bulk. I bought the little individual one-serving packets, and, you know, they were outrageously expensive.
How much were they selling them for?
Like $3.50 a piece, but that's
okay. Gotcha. That's pretty steep.
Quantities of one serving. But what I want to say, there's a reason why the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is so expensive, and it's because of the flavor. In other words, it's the taste. I mean, it's not the be-all, end-all nutritional product, but you can't expect to find anything on the market
that's palatable with that much nutrition. That's palatable with that
palatable,
much nutrition.
Palatable, exactly.
Yeah. It's a miracle. If you understand formulation, it's a miracle. And I've been formulating for many years. It is like a miracle that you can get that much nutrition in something that's palatable. And they do have to put a lot of flavor in there, but you don't need to have a full dose. I sip on it. I put small doses because I don't like the flavor's too intense for me. So I just do small doses and sip on it. But your point is very
–
I'm going to start talking about that because that's a very good point. Go ahead.
That's a matter of opinion, but I disagree. The flavor is so good, in fact, that I used to take it, tear open the packet, and just put it underneath my tongue
and try to get it
sublingually.
That's good to know.
It's not overwhelming at all. It tastes great.
That's very good to know. I appreciate you saying that. That tells you that some people, you know, it's all, everybody's tastes are different. I find it intense, and a lot of people find it intense. So more power to you if you can do it that way. You'll definitely get more nutritional, a bigger nutritional hit that way, sublingually. That's pretty good. And I have tried it sublingually. It's just a little too intense for me. But I hear people saying they don't want to use it because the flavor's too intense. And I'm always like, then just use less if the flavor's too intense. Don't deprive yourself of that kind of mother load of nutrition. And like Chris said, it's nowhere, you're never going to find that kind of intense nutritional value in something that's remotely palatable. And that's the genius of that product. Thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate that, Chris.
Exactly. Do I have 30 seconds?
Oh, you got plenty of time. What else is going on?
Okay, less than 30 seconds. Those people that are worried about 5G need to consider the fact that it's not so much the 5G that's dangerous, it's the bandwidth. It's the millimeter waves. So, in other words...
I don't know. Be a little more specific here. I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Well, for instance, traditional cell phone technology, in other words, everything below 5G is on a lower frequency. But the reason why people are concerned about the 5G technology, it has to do with the very high millimeter wave frequencies. Not enough research has been done. And apparently, there was a bird kill when they were doing an experiment with 5G in the, I think in Holland, that actually, you know, they're saying that it actually killed some birds. And so, you know, it's kind of a gray area, and a lot more research needs to be done, and I don't really want to be the guinea pig.
I know, but that's what I was going to say, is there's no way all that electromagnetic energy is good for human beings. I mean, considering that it's just been like 150 years, basically, that we've had this kind of electromagnetic pollution. 150 years ago, there was none of this, or very, very little of it.
But what I'm saying is, Ben, there's as much misinformation on the topic as there is information.
I totally agree, and that's always the way it is. That's
right.
What I was talking about earlier. Did you hear me talking about critical thinking and memes earlier in the program? I've been talking about critical thinking a lot because that is so darn important. We have to take ideas that we believe and examine them. Never have a belief without examining it closely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we'll have to delve more deeply into that. Let's just keep that on the table for now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you move on. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Okay, good. Take care. Good to talk to you. Yeah, you know, that's the whole idea here. Is we want to be critical thinkers. If we're not critical thinkers, we're going to fall for all kinds of ideas. And while some of them are going to be benign, and some of them are even going to be helpful, a lot of them are going to be malicious. And there are none more malicious, in my opinion, than the ones that screw around with the health of with our personal health and the health of our loved ones. And I have been witness to it personally in my family. And countless times in terms of people that I talk to. And I talked, I told a story a couple days ago of a longevity person who's in the business, had a cardiovascular event. It was diagnosed with supraventricular tachycardia, where the brain races, or the heart races really fast. And they were immediately went and scheduled an ablation where you burn the heart. And they immediately got on a calcium channel blocker where you poison the heart because fear kicked in. And when fear kicks in, we buy the baloney. And there are plenty of people serving us baloney, especially high-priced baloney. And that's what all this stuff now that you're starting to hear about, drug prices dropping, because people are starting to not take their drugs. People are starting to not believe in their drugs. People are starting to not believe in the medical model. And that's why the medical model is doing everything it can do to get more entrenched with health insurance and with free prescription and even with sneaking in some so-called alternative therapies into their protocols. Some. Not a lot. It's still basically about drugs and about surgery, because that's where the money is in the drugs and in the surgery. There's no more profit. I can't think of no more profit-intensive business than drugs, and you could throw in other medical procedures, of course, because those are highly profit-intensive and becoming more so as medicine becomes centralized. Health insurance is another meme that doesn't serve us. If we really cared about health insurance, we would have national nutrition insurance. We'd have national massage insurance. We'd have national hot tub insurance. We'd have insurance that took care of our health at the real levels, at the most fundamental levels, not at the levels of the drugs and the surgery. For that to occur, we have to all examine our memes and our belief systems around how we take care of ourselves and our bodies. And we, on the bright side, will help you do that. And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else, by the way. If I'm in fear mode, I'm going for the memes just as much as anybody. But remember, critical thinking, stopping and examining a meme will always inoculate yourself from it. You'll either believe it consciously, in which case it's not a meme. It's based on evidence and reality, a decision based on evidence and reality, or you won't believe it, in which case the meme is gone. All right, that's it for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Don't forget to check out our True Skin Health products at TrueTreatments.com and all the longevity products at BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. And we would love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team. For a one-time $25 fee, you can start a longevity business and be part of our mission to help educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or click on the Join the Team link at BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. That's it for now. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson.